Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, it was a tough day for us on the podcast yesterday, but our day was still better than Urban Meyer. And the sun came up this morning, and we're going to play on. It is a Thursday card, and that means the return of the National Football League. Yeah, Chiefs and Chargers tonight. Both teams are 7-6 to the under. First meeting finished 30-24, going under the total of 55. The Chargers have scored 37 or more in 3 of 4 games. Thanks to the Raider D, the Chiefs have scored 41 or more in 2 of 4 games. It appears that most of the injury/COVID issues will be on the defensive side of the ball. My Guillotine League team is stacked with guys playing tonight, so I need a lot of scoring. These two Ds make it impossible for me to take the under. I don't like Kansas City in this spot. I would lean towards the Chargers, but my play is going to be the over 52 between the Chiefs and the Chargers tonight. Next up, we go to the Frozen Pond, where we like Edmonton minus the 1.5 against Columbus at a plus 120. So the Oilers are 9-6 at home. Last time out, they lost 5-1 to Toronto. The Blue Jackets are 5-9 on the road. Last time out, they lost 4-3 at Vancouver. So both teams are struggling. The Oilers started the season 16-5 before the 6-game slide, in which they just can't seem to score. The good news for them, Columbus has played 14 road games this year, and they've given up at least 3 goals in 14 road games. Yeah, 14 for 14. That sounds just like what the doctor ordered for the Oilers. So I'm playing Edmonton, minus the 1.5 at a plus 120. Next up, we go to the Association. We're in the NBA. We're going to play the Knicks and the Rockets under 215.5. So the Knicks are 17-11 to the under this year and have gone under in 3 straight. The Rockets, meanwhile, went under last night, scoring just 38 points in the first half. The sports line model gives this one a 68% chance to go under. So let's do it. Knicks and Rockets under the 215.5. Next up, we go to college basketball. It is a limited card tonight, so tough to find 7 games to play. But our play of the day is going to be Charleston, minus 4.5 at Stetson. So Charleston is 7-3 with upset wins at Tulane and Chattanooga this year. Plus, they kept it within 11 against North Carolina. Stetson, on the other hand, they're 1-6 this year, 1-5 against the spread. Last time out, they lost by 10 to Ohio. I think Charleston should be good enough to get this one home with the foul game late. So I'm going to lay the 4.5 on the Cougars tonight at Stetson. Next up, it is App State plus 21.5 at Duke. So this will be the first double-digit line of the year for App State. They've played a lot of competitive games. They have wins over the likes of Akron and East Tennessee State. Duke is elite. We know that based on the wins over Gonzaga and Kentucky. But Duke also beat Campbell by only 11, Army by 26, and the Citadel by 26. I feel like App State is much better than everyone on that list. So I'm going to grab the 21.5 tonight and hope Coach K is happy coasting in with like a 15-point victory. We're on App State plus the 21.5. Next up, it is Chicago State, plus 2 over IUPUI. So IUPUI is the lowest scoring team of the nation, scoring only 49.4 points per game. They've scored over 50 points just 3 times this season. Last time out, they got crushed by 26 at Tennessee State. As a comparison, Chicago State beat that same Tennessee State team by 10 earlier this year. IUPUI had less than 900 fans at their last home game, so this should feel more like a neutral court game tonight versus a road game. So I'm going to take the Cougars plus the 2 at IUPUI. Next up, it is UMBC minus 3.5 over UNC Greensboro. So the Spartans lost by 10 at Townsend earlier this week, but they are 3-1 when the spread is 10 or less this year. UMBC has a nice win over Pitt and has won three straight in a row at home. I don't like anything about this game, but I have to play it. So I'm going to take the home team, the Retrievers, minus the 3.5. Next up on the docket, it is Oral Roberts, minus the 7.5 against UT Arlington. So Arlington has back-to-back wins, including an 8-point road win as a dog at Santa Barbara. They also kept it within 6 at San Diego State. Oral Roberts, on the other hand, has been up and down this year. They have a 1-point loss to Oklahoma State. They have a win over Tulsa. They lost to Central Arkansas. And last time out, they lost by 9 at Missouri State. But the Golden Eagles do have an elite player in Mad Max. So I'm going to lay the 7.5 tonight with Oral Roberts over UT Arlington. Next up, Charleston Southern, plus 2 over Tennessee State. So this is a pair of 3-6 teams meeting up in this one. Tennessee State is coming off back-to-back wins over IUPUI and Lipscomb after a very slow start to the year. Charleston Southern is coming off an upset win at Tarleton State as a 15.5-point underdog. I like the home team Buccaneers plus the 2 tonight over Tennessee State. Your final game on the card is Tulsa, minus 13 over Alcorn State. So don't sleep on Alcorn State. They're 1-8 straight up, but they are 8-1 against the spread. Their lone win this season was at Milwaukee. This team has done a great job of collecting those guaranteed checks on the road. This is their 10th straight road game. Last time out, they lost by 19 at Wichita. Tulsa covered a similar number against Little Rock earlier this year. Last time out, they beat Southern Illinois by 4. I really like this Golden Hurricane team, so I'm going to lay the 13 tonight on Tulsa. So let's recap your Thursday card in the National Football League. We like the Chiefs and the Chargers to go over the 52. In the NHL, we're on Edmonton, minus the 1.5 over Columbus at a plus 120. In the NBA, we like the Knicks and the Rockets to go under 215.5. In college basketball, our play of the day is Charleston, minus the 4.5 at Stetson. We also like App State, plus the 21.5 at Duke. We like Chicago State, plus the 2 over IUPUI. We like UMBC, minus 3.5 against UNC Greensboro. We like Oral Roberts, minus the 7.5 against UT Arlington. We like Charleston Southern, plus the 2 over Tennessee State. And we like Tulsa, minus the 13 over Alcorn State. So that's your card for Thursday. Friday, I'm looking forward to it. We got college football bowl games. Yeah, it's going to be fun. But as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.